Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's good, everybody? Welcome into our soccer-only episode of The Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all of sports betting, and it's not even close. Now, I know you all missed my star. I know you all missed my guy, but we're back this weekend. English Premier League, Serie A, Bundesliga. We got picks for all three. So let's not waste any more time. Let's bring in the star of the show from just south of London, England. Ladies and gentlemen, the guru, Martin W. Green. Hello once again, sir.
Hello, coach. Delighted to be back on the show. How have you been?
I have been great, but I'll tell you who hasn't been good, and that is the fans of the Early Edge, because they've missed you. Whenever you have a big break, you're not on. It's not good for us, but we're back this weekend. You got to be feeling pretty good.
I am feeling pretty good. Yeah, it was a mixed bag during the international break. Did pretty good in the CONCACAF games in midweek. But yeah, I'm delighted to have club soccer back because that's where all the big teams are playing. And yeah, I think there's some really interesting games on the cards this weekend. It's always a little bit difficult after a two-week international break. Some of the players come back tired and you do get some freak results. But I think I've picked out some good ones that I really love the look of.
Yeah, I love what you say. I think I've picked out some good. That means you picked out some great ones when you say that. Now, for all of you that are always asking about Martin Green's picks, if you want the full articles, be a Sportsline member. Just go to analysis, then hit soccer, and all of his articles are just right there. I get more tweets from people asking where your articles are than anything else on the board. It's not close. All right, let's jump right in. Let's start with the English Premier League. Aston Villa. Take it on Brighton Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern time here in the States. Talk to me.
So Aston Villa just fired their manager, Dean Smith, after a run of five straight defeats. Wasn't good for Aston Villa, but they brought in former Liverpool captain Steven Gerrard, who's been doing good things at Rangers in Scotland, to replace him. So I think that's going to galvanise this Aston Villa squad. Got a lot of firepower. They've scored in all five of their home games so far this season. So I expect Aston Villa to get on the score sheet in this game. But Brighton is also unbeaten on the road this season. They've scored in four of their five away games. And I think they have enough quality to get on the score sheet too in this one. Aston Villa haven't kept a clean sheet since September. So I'm going for your favorite bet, coach. Both teams to score.
I was just getting ready to say that. This is my favorite bet that you ever give out, is both teams to score. Because all you're rooting for is goals.
Yep.
All you're rooting for is goals from both teams. By the way, a little trivia for you. Here in the States, Dean Smith is a very, very, very famous coach. Do you know what college he coached at?
No.
North Carolina. North Carolina. Yeah, he was just really the Dean Dome is what their building is called down there in North Carolina. All right, let's move on. Let's stay in the English Premier League. Watford taking on Manchester United. You mentioned the big boys are back this weekend. This is the biggest of the big boys. Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern time. Talk to me.
Yeah, so Manchester United have a great opportunity to return to winning ways here. They suffered a couple of really damaging defeats before the international break. They lost 2-0 to Man City, 5-0 to Liverpool. Things aren't looking great for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. He's under pressure. But Manchester United have a very good away record in the past couple of years. They play well on the road because they play good counter-attacking soccer. They beat Tottenham 3-0 in their last away game. So I think they'll be strong in this one. Watford, they're down in 17th in the Premier League table now after they lost four of their last five games. They've already conceded 11 goals in five home matches so far this season. And they've already lost three times at their home ground, which is Vicarage Road. So I'm going for Man United to win. Odds of minus 200 aren't great, so I've thrown in over 1.5 goals in the game. If you're at Caesars Sportsbook, it'll be billed as Manchester United to win and two or more goals in the match. But same thing, just to get a little bit more value on this game.
And that's a great way. And you've really educated the fans at home that the way to bring the number down is to do this. We think there's going to be multiple goals. Then you throw the extra one in. So the only way we lose is if they win 1-0, but 2-0, 2-1, 3-1, we cash all those tickets. We just need two or more goals in the game. I love this play as well. All right. A third and final play from the English Premier League, but don't worry. We still have Serie A. Little Bundesliga as well. But our third game is this. The Wolves taking on West Ham Saturday also, 10 a.m. Eastern time. What do you got?
Yeah, big game in Wolverhampton. But West Ham were in terrific form before the international break. They climbed up to third in the table after winning four games in a row. And they beat Liverpool, who were previously unbeaten this season. So that was a phenomenal result for them. Mm-hmm. They're full of confidence right now. Their star striker is Mikel Antonio. I don't know if you saw in midweek, he scored a screamer against the United States for Jamaica.
I did. Yes.
Busted my bet on that.
I know it did. That hurt.
I was disappointed in them. But fortunately, Costa Rica and Panama pulled it back. So good old Panama. Thank you, Panama. Thank you, Costa Rica, but not thank you, the USA. Not happy with them at all. You can't really deny how good Mikel Antonio has been this season. I think he's going to have a really good performance if he's fighting fit and fresh for this game. West Ham beat Wolves home and away last season. I think they can secure a third consecutive win against this team. But I've thrown in a draw, no bet, as a little caveat just to make things a little bit more cautious, seeing as we're coming off that international break. So I've got West Ham, draw, no bet at minus 132, which is the two-way money line.
And for those of you who are new to soccer betting, usually at your book, it'll have the three-way at the top, then it'll have the total in the middle, and then you'll have the draw, no bet. It's just the two-way bet at the bottom of most books. Make sure you put those in. That's why the number is different. Okay, now streaming on Paramount Plus, you can see every single Serie A game that is out there, and we love it because it gives us something to watch during the day. So we're going to go to Lazio and Juventus. This is Saturday, noon Eastern time, and I have a feeling you're going to give me two plays in this game, Martin W. Green, that I'm absolutely going to love. Talk to me.
I hope so, Coach. I hope so. So this is Maurizio Sarri is the Lazio manager. He was the former manager of Juventus, so he's going to want to put in a good performance against his former club, show his former employers what they're missing. Lazio boasts the best home record in Serie A so far this season. 5 wins and a draw from 6 games. And in that time, they've banged in 18 goals and conceded 6. So they're really strong at the Stadio Olimpico in Rome. Juventus, they were the preseason favourites to win Serie A, but they've made a bit of a sluggish start to the season. However, they're still an elite team. I think they should be able to get on the score sheet in this game. Both teams to score and over 2.5 goals combined, that has paid off in 4 of the last 5 meetings between these teams. So I think it looks like an appealing bet this weekend, given the way that both of them have been playing so far this season. So if you just do both teams to score, I think you can get about minus 140, something like that on that. But if you throw in over 2.5 goals as well, brings it up to plus 110. I like that line.
Oh, I like that line a lot. By the way, I would love for Juventus to win this 1-2-1 because I'm holding a futures ticket on Juventus. Probably not going to win it, but I always listen to our futures episode. And I have a love-hate relationship with future betting because that bet just sits there for like 5 or 6 months. Yeah. And if it's not going well, it just kind of just stares you in the face every day and says, you idiot. All right, let's move on now. Fiorentina taking on AC Milan, another big name in Serie A. Saturday, 2:45 p.m. Eastern time is the kickoff. What do you like in this one?
Yeah, there's still time for Juventus, Coach, but the problem is they're already like 14 points behind AC Milan.
I know. And yeah.
who are level at the top of the table. AC Milan, 10 wins and 2 draws, 0 defeats from 12 games so far this season. So they have been really, really strong. Fiorentina will be missing at least 2 key central defenders for this game. Nikola Milenkovic is out, suspended. Lucas Quarta is also suspended. And fellow defender Mataja Nastasic also was injured while away with Serbia during the international break. He's an injury doubt, might make it, but if he does play, he's not going to be 100% fit. So they're missing 3 key defenders, bit of an injury crisis there. That does not bode well for a game against AC Milan, which is the second top scoring team in Serie A so far this season. Fiorentina hasn't drawn a single game. They're 1-6, drawn 0, lost 6. So they either win or lose. And I think they're going to lose this game. Once again, you could go for Milan draw no bet on the two-way handicap if you want to play it a bit more cautiously. But plus 118, I think that's a really good price.
I love it too. Educate and entertain. We say it all the time. At least 4 or 5 nuggets right there. You're not going to get just reading a normal article. That's why you have to watch this show. All right, I got one more. I'm going to call it a bonus play because, Martin, we normally don't do Bundesliga. We just don't. But it doesn't mean we can't, right? So let's get into it. Gladbach taking on Fürth, F-U-R-T-H, Saturday morning, 9:30 a.m. Eastern time, early start. What do you like here?
Yeah, I did just want to throw this one in as a bonus for everyone that's watching. There are a few Bundesliga bets I like this weekend, including Wolfsburg to beat Arminia, and of course a heavy win for Bayern Munich against Augsburg. They're going to kill Augsburg, normally win by high margins. But I just wanted to flag up this team, Fürth. They were promoted last season, so this is their first season in the Bundesliga. And they're terrible. They're possibly the worst team in any of Europe's top 5 leagues. They played 11 games. They've lost 10 of them. They've only got 1 point so far this season. On the road, they've lost all 5 of their games. They've conceded 20 goals. This is the worst Bundesliga team I've seen in years. So wow. I just bet against Fürth. Every week I bet against Fürth. And it's been really profitable so far. So I thought I'd share it with everyone on the show because they're coming up against Borussia Mönchengladbach, or just Gladbach if you're not a fan of German pronunciation. They're unbeaten in 5 home games so far this season at home. So Gladbach surely have to kill Fürth in this game. I've given them a minus 1.5 handicap. I've got minus 125 on that. I think it looks good, coach.
Man, I tell you what, you give me so much new material every single time you and I are together. And I tell you what, Fürth, I'm going to come up with something Fürth related because I just love what you said about them being terrible. Absolutely terrible. All right, we're up against it. Grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap, and it looks glorious. Look at this. In the Premier League, we're going to go Aston Villa, Brighton, both teams to score, Man United, money line, and there has to be at least 2 or more goals in the game to cash, minus 130. Then West Ham, draw no bet line. Then in Serie A, we're going to go both teams to score and the over, bringing that to plus 110, which we love. Then AC Milan, moneyline, plus 118. Then a little bonus for you. Gladbach, -1.5 goals against a Fürth team. You heard the number. 20 goals given up so far. All we need is for them to give up 2. That's it. We're not asking a whole lot. All right. God, it's great to have Martin back. It's great to be back in the soccer this week for the Early Edge. Don't forget, follow our YouTube page. You're watching right now. Hit the subscribe button. Turn on the notification so every single time we have any new content, you get notified the second that we drop it into your feed. All right, there's only one thing left to do, and you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these soccer tickets straight to the pay window. For my man, Martin W. Green, for the jeweler, for our entire team at Sportsline behind the scenes that puts in all the hard work, tell all your friends, it doesn't matter the sport, the day, or the time. We're here, and we're here for you on the Early Edge. Good luck.